Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Building Championship Mindsets, the podcast. This is your host, Dr. Amber Salking, where we are in season 14 entitled What Drives Winning. At the Salking Performance Group, that's basically what we care about, winning. I love winning, and I think that it's really, really important in the world, in everything that we do, not just in sport, not just in business, but in how we show up, right? And so people always ask me, like, well, what does it mean to win, right? Like, what if you come in second place? Or what if you don't get the national championship? Or, you know, to me, here's what winning really is. And it's my definition of success. It's, are we able to show up and be who we want to be in the moment? And then are we positioning ourselves to accomplish what we want to accomplish in the moment? The reality of it is the outcome that we're chasing, there's often so many variables at play that is out of our control. But if we have done everything that we can and position ourselves to accomplish what we're there to accomplish, that to me is winning. You have to ultimately let the chips fall where they may, right? And the outcomes aren't always in our control. But more often than not, if we do everything that we can and we follow our process and we position ourselves to deliver our best when it matters most, that increases our probability of getting that in the moment. And so to me, winning matters in everything that we do, how we show up moment by moment, day by day. And so everything that we do here at SPG is about helping individuals, teams, and organizations really tap into the power of mindset from a scientific standpoint, not just from a motivational standpoint. And then leadership, again, from sound organizational principles of what we know drives organizational success, aka leadership, right? To really unleash the performance excellence that is in our hearts as people and as teams and organizations to really deliver in this world. And that's what this season is all about. This season is getting an insight into what drives elements of winning individually and organizationally. And so, you know, we do that in a lot of ways here at Salking Performance Group. We do keynotes, we do workshops, we do one-on-one performance coaching. And so if there's any way that we can serve you or your organization in that capacity, check out our website, salkingperformance.com. Follow us on all the social media platforms at Champ Mindsets. And then shoot me an email directly, drselking@salkingperformance.com. And, you know, we'll see if we can, if we're the right fit to serve you in your journey of performance excellence. But with that, let's dive in. So we're in season two. We did our little kickoff in last week. And so today, and then in our next episode, it's just going to be me talking to share my personal theories on what drives winning at the individual level. That's what we're going to talk about today, is individual performance excellence. And then next week, we're going to look at what drives organizational performance excellence. And then from there, throughout season 14, we're going to get to hear from some pretty incredible guests, from Jack Marucci, who Marucci bats, if you're a baseball person, to Ken Crenshaw, who is out with the Arizona Diamondbacks, who just had an incredible season and getting ready to kick off another one here soon, to Dr. Damon Arnold, our director of player development at LSU football, to Dr. Nicole Detling, who runs Headstrong Performance Consulting, and then Dr. Lindsay Hamilton down at IMG Academy. So those are just a couple of the names, but we got a couple others sprinkled throughout there that we're going to be able to learn from, hear from, and get better at as we, again, show up ourselves to deliver performance excellence, but also help lead our teams and our organizations in that direction as well. So it was really interesting. In grad school, one of my first classes in my master's program was entitled Theories of Performance Excellence. And we got to read about some really incredible professionals in the space, their theories on what led to performance excellence. And it was fascinating because one of our actual projects, one of the first projects we had in grad school was, well, write your own theory. We've read some of these other people's theories. We've talked about their theories. What's your theory of performance excellence? And I thought that was a pretty bold assignment, particularly since we had all just started grad school learning about this field. But I am so glad that we did that project very early on in the educational journey, because sometimes I think the more we learn about something, the more we just confuse our actual own thoughts about what it is and how it operates. I think life is a lot like that as well. A lot of times our work with our clients is just kind of pulling back some of the clutter and getting them back to their core and in touch with what they really believe is right, or wrong or will be helpful or hurtful to how they're operating. And so I had the opportunity, you know, I reread this paper several years ago. And when I read it, I was like, holy smokes, like that is what I believe leads to high performance excellence. And now I have even more science and depth behind each of those elements. But the original document wasn't clouded by knowledge, right? It was raw in its essence of what I know and think to be true on how people can be the very best versions of themselves. And so the title of my theory is called The Keystone of Performance Excellence. I'm from Pennsylvania originally. I grew up there, and PA is known as the Keystone State. If you don't know what a keystone is, Google it. It's kind of that center stone that has an interesting shape to it in an archway that holds everything together, right? So the keystone of performance excellence is, you know, these elements of the keystone is what sort of holds the whole element of performance excellence in place and in line for an individual. So there's a couple elements to my theory that lead to performance excellence, but to me, it starts with identity. Who are you at your very core? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What excites you? What drains you? What kinds of people do you vibe really well with? What kind of people just suck the life out of you? Who are you? Not what do you do, right? I'm not asking you, I'm a doctor, I'm a mom, I'm a teacher, I'm a professor, I'm a coach. Like, that's not what I just asked you. Who are you? The sort of underlying identity elements that make you the person that you are. Some of the ways that we get people to explore their identity is sometimes it's to start with roles because that's easier to consume. So if you draw a box, right, and you start thinking about what are the roles that I fill. So for myself, if I were to draw a box, big rectangle on a piece of paper, I would write performance coach, right? And then I would write wife, I would write mom, sister, daughter, professional, executive, right? These are the roles that I fill. Professor, teacher, right? Coach. And then I encourage people to think about, okay, now as you look at that box with all these words in it, can you draw, like each word gets its own box and the size of that box is based on how much you that role really means to you or you associate yourself with it, right? A podcaster would be another one of my, I don't consider myself a podcaster, but I'm in season 14, so I guess I'm a podcaster. Really, I do this because I want to share this knowledge and insight with people in a free platform around the world that I believe can really transform their lives when they understand the power of mindset and leadership. So podcaster isn't really the intent, but it's the platform, so there we are. But if I were to draw a box around that, right? Performance coach, that would have a big box in it because that's a big part of my work, of my day-to-day life, of what I think about, of what I pour myself into. Wife would be a huge box. Mom is a growing box, right? This is a new role for me. That's a word, you know, we welcomed our daughter Eliana Bell into the world last season. Last podcast season, last football season. That's how I think about my life, right? Is in seasons, either football seasons or podcast seasons. So we welcomed her into the world in 2023. And so this is a new identity for me. And so it's growing, which is pretty cool. Like it's starting to take up more of my thought process, more of my energy, right? Because I'm learning how to be a mom, how to really associate with that. And so that box is becoming like a very big part of my life. And then executive, all those other ones, right? So I'd go through and I'd do this exercise and I'd start to see how big these different boxes are. But what I want to challenge you again is not just the role that you play. Who are you? How do I show up to each of those different roles? And so, you know, a part of my identity is energy. Like I have a lot of energy and each of those roles that I play, that's sort of the thread of who I am that weaves throughout them. Driven, right? For excellence. That's part of my identity. My faith is really important to me. And so that's a stream of my identity that shows up in each of those roles. And why this is important, right, is when we don't know who we are, the only thing that we can chase are the outcomes that those roles give us, right? So what happens if the team that I work with loses a game or has a losing season? Do I see myself as a loser? What happens when I'm not a great wife to Aaron? Like, do I see myself as a total failure in life? Or do I have other elements of my identity that stabilize me? What I found is that the best of the best know who they are under the jersey, under the suit, under the quarter zip that they're wearing with their company name embroidered on the side of it. It's not what we do, it's who we are. And if we can tap into that person and have a clear understanding of who we are, how we've been created, what are our natural wirings and inclinations and strengths and giftings are, then when the outcomes of our roles go up and down and have a lot of volatility, we don't have to be that volatile as well. You've all been around people like that. You might even be a person like that. Shoot, I've been a person like that in seasons of my life, right? Where our identity is so wound up in what we do that we are just this emotional roller coaster based on outcomes of that role. Catch me after a win and I'm the best person in the world, right? You want to be around me. Catch me after a loss and it's like, man, look out. I hope you don't look at me wrong because I might attack you. Like, that's not who I want to be. And so identity is a critical element to performance excellence. And that doesn't mean that we don't care about outcomes. That doesn't mean that we're not passionate and bring a lot of energy and feel great joy when we win and great pain when we lose. But it gives us this level of consistency that helps us come back tomorrow, go at it again, continue to bounce back and have that mental toughness that we want in life, in sport, in relationships, et cetera. So identity is sort of a foundational element. Now, there's a lot of work that we can do around identity, but start there. You know, think about your roles, think about how big of a part they play in your life, and then think about who am I at my core in each of these roles that can give me a sense of stability in how I operate. The next layer is mindset. Right? Again, when I first wrote this theory, I didn't necessarily know what mindsets were, but I knew how you think about things matter. And so your mindsets are a critical element to driving performance excellence. So I would ask you, what are some mindsets that you have that you know help you be the best version of yourself? And these range on anything, right? Like sometimes people ask me like, you know, what's it like to be a woman in sport and in manufacturing? And my mindset around that is, man, being a female in these predominantly male dominated environments is a competitive advantage in my perspective, because it's a difference, right? When you sitting around a table and they're all guys, the brain is drawn to novelty, which is what's different or what's new or stands out here. And so it can capture attention quickly. My voice sounds different than the men that I'm around. So that just is like, whoa, let me listen to this for a hot second. Now, if I don't contribute value or add value to anything, then my voice gets easily drowned out. But to me, that's my mindset. It's not that, oh, I get overlooked because I'm a woman. Oh, I get taken advantage of because I'm a woman. Some people have that mindset and it hurts them. That's not my mindset. And so, and it can be, hey, what the color of my skin? What are our mindsets around that? Are they helpful? Are they hurtful? What's your mindset on pressure? I love pressure. Pressure's where I get great. That's a helpful mindset. Oh, I don't do well under pressure. I crumble under pressure. That's an unhelpful mindset. And if you are in high performing environments, you need to be able to handle pressure. And the start of handling pressure right is getting your mind right, right? Mindsets are actual patterned ways of thinking, protein patterns that get wired into your brain based on what you think about. If you listen to this podcast, you know that. If this is your first time tuning in, mindsets matter. They are real scientific things that get formed in your brain based on what you think about. Thoughts are mental reps for our brain. So every thought we have matters because it's forming a mindset that is either helping us or hurting us, right? Some brain science research is showing us that 75 to 98% of all mental and physical health issues are caused due to our thought life. These mindsets actually change the form and function of our brain and can wire in health or wire in illness. And so if we want to really look at high performance, man, we got to start with our identity. Then we need to start thinking about how am I thinking? Start thinking about what we're thinking about and make sure that our mindsets, our protein patterns are aligned with who we want to be and what we're trying to accomplish in this moment. And again, I know I keep saying high performance. If you're a stay-at-home mom, that's high performance, right? I get to do that several days a week with my baby girl. It is one of the most challenging roles that we have because she is 8.5 months right now, but man, this little girl is busy. She is determined and she needs full-on engagement, right? And she wants me to show up for her and she deserves that, but I got to think right about it and see that as a gift and an opportunity and part of our growth and development together so that she can get stronger in those ways as well. So mindset is the next element. And it's not just one mindset, right? Like I said, it's mindsets about everything. We got to check ourselves on that because mindsets are like Instagram filters, right? Is the filter through which you see the world, yourself, the situation in front of you, is it high performing? Is it a championship mindset, right? Our tagline on our company is building championship mindsets. We want you to have Instagram filters that sees everything in front of you the way a champion would. If you want some more on that, check out season 2 of the podcast. It's wicked cool. It's about like all the ways champions think about things like pressure, the start of a new season, failure, adversity, right? I'm not saying everything's easy. Shoot, it's hard. But the way we think is going to impact how we show up to that. And I think that's really, really important as we navigate the highs and lows that come with being in the arena. That's what it takes. So we start with identity, then we have to layer on mindsets that are gonna help us show up more consistently, moment by moment, to the highs and lows of life. And then we get to leadership. Leadership. And to me, in this model, leadership is, it starts with leading in, and then it leads out, right? Then we lead out. We lead in, and then we lead out. And so John Maxwell says that leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. And so again, I'm a little bit of a nerd. And so I like to define words. And the definition of influence is the capacity to have an effect on the character or behavior of someone or something. The capacity to have an effect on the character or behavior of someone or something. And so why I think leadership is a critical part of performance excellence is because, first of all, if you can't lead yourself, there's no way that you can show up consistently enough to be great. Because anybody can do something well once. Excellence is about being able to show up and do it over and over and over and over again. Our head strength coach for LSU football, Jake Flint, he says all the time, you know, mental toughness isn't like showing up at a game. Mental toughness is day in and day out, making choices to do the right thing. And that is hard. So you have to be able to first have an impact or have an effect on your own behavior, on your own character development, right? That's who you need to influence first. And as you do, it will lead you to get your mind right, to clarify your identity, to take actions around the things that are going to develop you in the ways so that you can show up and deliver what you need to deliver in the moment when it matters most. But, you know, again, we're talking about individual performance excellence here. So why would leadership matter? You know, aside from leading in, right? We get that. But what does leading others, influencing others have to do with individual performance excellence? Success doesn't happen in a vacuum. Even if you play an individual sport or you are an individual contributor in your organization or you're single and building your own life and career right now, you being excellent in the world will really only happen if you can get other people aligned, bought in, energized with you, providing resources, connecting you to different people and parts of their network, lifting you up when things don't go well, breathing life into you through encouragement. The ability to have an effect on others, that's influence, that's leadership. That is going to be a critical part in your journey of success, of what drives winning for you personally. And the cool thing about that is when you look back, you won't even be egotistical about it. You won't get cocky about it because you know all the people that have been with you in this journey, that have helped you, that have challenged you, that have corrected you, that have maybe doubted you, that's shed a little bit of energy into you. All of that stuff matters on your own journey. And guess what? When we have a solid identity, when we have mindsets that are aligned and think the way that champions think, when we're able to lead ourselves and lead others really well, that's what leads to greatness. The top of the keystone of performance excellence model is greatness. And again, since, I don't know, my sophomore year of undergrad, people would be like, what are you up to? And I'm like, making greatness, baby. And that was before greatness was really a word and, all this fun stuff. My friends used to tell me all the time, like, Amber, that's not a real thing, which means you can't make it. And I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you because I'm doing it, right? And so that leads to greatness. It leads to consistently showing up as who you've been created and called to be in the world. And doing what it is that you're here to do. And to me, that's what leads to high performance excellence at the individual level. That's what drives winning for people. I think as I look back on my own life and the different roles that I get to play, again, the cool thing about this model, it applies to all those roles. What's my identity? What's my mindset? How am I leading myself? What does greatness look like as a wife? What's my identity? What's my mindset? What's my leadership? What's greatness look like as a mom? What's my identity? What's my mindset? What's my leadership? What does greatness look like as a mental performance and organizational performance coach? What's my identity? What's my mindset? What's my leadership like? What's greatness look like as a corporate executive? This model shows up in all of our roles because fundamentally it's from the inside out. And that's how performance excellence has to happen. Because if not, it's not you. It's not sustainable. Your performance excellence is for somebody else. And that's exhausting. Holding up expectations of everybody around you is exhausting. And high performers can't operate like that. It's already hard enough what you have to go after. You can't worry about other people. That's why performance excellence is an inside out process. And these elements, again, identity, mindset, leadership, and then your greatness, that's all inside work. And from there, it liberates you to be free. And it's for freedom's sake that we've been set free. The best of the best that I know operate freely. They can speak freely. They can think freely. They play free. Why? Because it's inside out. The pressure, the perspectives, the expectations, the voices, the criticisms, they've silenced that, not because they don't care, but because they built a rock solid identity, mindsets, understanding their leadership capability and what greatness means and looks like to them in this part and season and role in their lives. And that's accessible to you too. Freedom is accessible, but it's an inside job. It's not hard, but it takes work. So as we wrap up today, I want to challenge you to think about for your championship mindset training, who are you? What are the roles that you play? But more importantly, what are the threads of your identity? And if you don't even know where to start, take some personality assessments, right? I love 16personalities.com. It's free. It's online. It's a variation of the Myers-Briggs assessment. I love the Enneagram. You can find a free Enneagram assessment online. I love the 5 love languages. I love the VIA character strength survey. All of these are free online that you can do to start to understand more about who you are, how you're wired, how that shows up into your different roles, how that can be a pitfall for you if you let it be. So again, championship mindset training, explore your identity. Who are you under the jersey? Mindsets. Try to identify 2 mindsets that you want to have or that you have that help you, and then identify what are 2 mindsets that you maybe have that undermine what you're trying to accomplish. And most importantly, how do you want to think instead? So write down the mindset that hurts you, but think about how do I want to think instead? Because you can rewire your brain to a better mindset to drive your high performance. And then leadership. Do a check on a scale of 1 to 10. How are you doing leading yourself into the character and behaviors that you want to align for yourself that are important to you? And then on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you doing influencing the people around you? Again, that doesn't mean you're in a leadership role. How are you doing influencing people around you? Are you bringing them into your journey? Are you building relationships? That's the power of leadership. So mindset training again, what's your identity? What are mindsets that help and hurt you? On a scale of 1 to 10, rate yourself on leading yourself and leading those around you. And then finally, what does greatness look like for you in this season of life that you're in? Start thinking about that, flesh out that as a macro kind of framework to think about high performance excellence. And as we go through this season together, we're going to hear some more specific elements from these incredible professionals that some are going to really resonate with you, and you're going to want to incorporate that into how you show up to deliver your best. Some of them might sound good, but maybe not resonate deeply with you. But by the end of this, I'm going to challenge you to have your own theory of performance excellence that you can go back to, right? That I go back to. Man, when I'm off, when I'm not being my best, this model is a good filter for me. Am I not aligned with my identity? Am I trying to please somebody else with my identity? What are my mindsets like? Are they off? How am I leading myself and those around me? And am I really making greatness right now? Or am I just content with mediocrity? It's a good filter. It's a good gut check. And as you build your own model, that'll serve in the same way for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am pumped to be in this season with you, diving into what drives winning at the individual and organizational level. Again, my book, Winning the Mental Game, is really a playbook, right? It's my attempt, another attempt to try to get things in people's hands that are really pragmatic, really practical, to help you lay a solid foundation in your mental game, which will help drive winning on a more consistent basis from that mindset perspective. So, you know, identity, mindset, leadership, greatness, those are kind of macro frameworks. This playbook is really specific on helping you build a mental game that will probably help you work through those bigger topics of identity, mindset, and leadership in a more productive way. So you can find the copy, you can find my book on Amazon. You can check it out on my website, which will link you to Amazon to get a copy of that. But I think it's really, again, it's a resource, it's a tool that I want people to have to transform their lives by transforming their minds. And again, a really practical, pragmatic way to do that. If there's anything, again, we can do to help you, shoot me a message, drselkin@selkinperformance.com. If you'd like to join us in financial partnership on this season or beyond in the podcast, I'd certainly welcome that and explore if there's any alignment with our organizations. So again, you can reach me directly at that email. But follow us on all the social media platforms. Look forward to connecting with you there and hearing, most importantly, how you're applying this information into your life to drive winning as an individual, as a team, or as an organization. Thank you so much for tuning in. You've been listening to Building Championship Mindsets, the podcast. This is your host, Dr. Amber Selkin, and from the locker room to the boardroom, I just want to challenge you to continue building your championship mindset.